Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
Good morning. Good morning, Fusion Church. All right. You guys can hear me okay, huh? Amen. Amen. God is so good. It's Freedom Friday. Another week has come and is gone. You know, God has been so good, so good. This particular week, we are in the book of Acts chapter 1 today. The books of Acts chapter 1. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just want to praise you and thank you for this day, Father God. Thank you for waking us up that we can come, Lord God, and just be in your presence, Father. Let it be you and not me, Father. I thank you in advance for what you're doing, what you have done, and what you're going to continue to do in our homes, in our lives, in our community, your Father God, in our church. Thank you, Lord God. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor. And we ask for this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And amen. All right, we are in the book of Acts chapter 1. Let us begin this morning. It says, the formal account I made to all Theophilus of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach until the day in which he was taken up, after he through the Holy Spirit has given up given the commandments to the apostles whom he has chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. 4, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, You have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, would you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or season which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and to all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. 9. Now, when he has spoken these things, while they washed, he was taken up, and a cloud received him and out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards the heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, men of Galilee, why are you stand gazing up into the heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. 12. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the Mount Olives, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where there was staying Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Phillips, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. 15. In those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. Altogether, the number of names were about 120, and said, "Men and brethren, this scripture has to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered with us and obtained a part in this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with wages of iniquity, and falling headlong, he busts open in the middle of his internal, gush out, and it became known as to all those dwellings in Jerusalem, so that field is called into their own language, Akidama, which is field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his dwelling place be desolate, and let no one live in it, and let another take his office. Therefore, these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and among beginning from the baptism, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. And they proposed to Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "O Lord, you know the hearts of all. Show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and the apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go into his place." And they cast lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Amen and amen. Okay, that's a nice word for today. But before we get deep into the word, just a couple of things that I want that as a reminder. Tomorrow on Saturday the 20th, they're gonna be celebrating Bob Gilmore's a celebration of life at EHT. You know, if you have a chance to attend that, you know, that'd be a blessing to the church and to the family. Bob was a fantastic man. You know, he was always very, very jolly. Ever since I met him, he was like a grandpa, you know. he was that guy. You know, he's with the Lord now. He's running around with no more discomfort, no more pain. But, you know, tomorrow they're going to be celebrating his life. So that'll be, you know, if you can make that. Also, this particular week, you know, connect groups already have started, but it's never too late to join in one of those groups. So, you know, get connected with that. And one last thing, this particular weekend, you know, marks the 1 year celebration for Cumberland County and Newfield. So we'll be celebrating over there on Sunday. So it's a lot of things going on. Just want to just throw them out there. If you're available, you know, this you can, one of these things that you can do. All right, now let's get into the word. You know, the book of Acts, I enjoy the book of Acts because it speaks a lot about the authority and about the anointing and the presence of God. You know, the book of Acts is believed that Luke the physician was the one who wrote this particular book. The purpose of Acts was to provide a glimpse into the first three decades of the early church. You know, it emphasizes the work of God through the Holy Spirit in the lives of people, you know, who devoted themselves to Jesus Christ. So it's giving us the history of the church, and it starts off, you know, the former account I made of Theophilus, you know, that Jesus began both to do and to teach. So this Theophilus, he was one of the believers. It's you know, sometimes they give emphasis on certain names, and this name came up, you know, as one of the believers there. And it says that unto the day in which he was taken up, And that after he, through the Holy Spirit, have given the commandments to his apostles, whom he has chosen. So Jesus, of course, you know, he chose the apostles. Jesus, you know, he walked the earth for 33 years. You know, 3 years he spent with the apostles, teaching them and showing them the way. In verse 3, he says, to whom he also presented himself alive. You know, so he was, you know, Jesus was taken, Jesus was crucified, Jesus resurrected. And in verse 3, you know, it talks about Jesus that he, after his resurrection, you know, that he walked 40 days among the apostles, among the people. And it says there that, you know, and he had a lot of infallible proofs that, you know, that he was alive, you know, and then he was always, again, teaching about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. Mark 16, 19, he says, so then after the Lord Jesus has spoken to them, you know, before he was taken up into heaven, before he was received into the heavens, you know, and then after he went up to the heavens, that he sat in the right hand of the Father. So it just goes into showing you that Jesus died, he was resurrected, he walked among us, he taught the disciples, and he talked to them about, you know, what's to come, you know, and that they had to wait, you know, at the for a certain touch of the Lord, which is the Holy Spirit, you know. And he told them, go to Jerusalem and to wait. You know, when you tell somebody to go and wait, people don't want to wait. People want everything like yesterday. And here Jesus told them, you have to go over there and assemble yourselves and wait. And in verse 4, it said, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said that you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit not many days. So he's preparing them, you know, for the Holy Spirit, because Jesus had to leave. But he says, I leave, I'm going to go, but I don't leave you. I'll send you another like me, which is the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, you know, and the Holy Spirit will lead you into all understanding. In Luke 24, verse 49, it says, behold, I send the promise of the Father. Again, sending the promise of the Father upon you, but tarry means to wait in the city until you endure in power. You know, that's a gift. You are in power. It's a gift. You put this on. It's a covering, you know, with power for on high. So he was talking about this anointing. He was talking about this power that they would receive, that they will receive. So he was getting them ready. He was getting them ready for ministry. Jesus himself, before he went into at the teaching and everything else, you know, he was baptized, you know, and the Holy Spirit came upon him. And then from there, he went and was tempted by the devil, and his ministry started. So before we can go out and minister, we need to prepare ourselves. And this is, and Jesus was telling them, you need to prepare yourself. You know, just because you learn about the Lord Jesus Christ, now you gotta educate yourself. You gotta study the word. You gotta get familiar to the commandments of the Lord, and that's gonna help you to go out there and face the world, and be able to speak properly and be able to share what He has given you, that He has given you. So God is always preparing us for the next thing. And we got to be careful. I learned a long time ago that before I go speak to anybody, I spend some time with the Lord. I meditate about what I'm going to say, what I'm going to speak, or what I'm going to teach, you know, and I make sure that I am right before God, and that I am studying His word. That way it can be effective. It can be effective. Because the anointing comes, the power comes as we spend time with the Lord. As we spend time with God, we get to understand who He really is. Because it's one thing just learning, what the Bible says is just learning information, but they're not knowing the man, not knowing this God that we serve, you know, and who he is. You know, it says in Matthew 3:11, it said, and this was John. John said this, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me, he was talking about Jesus, is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. So again, so talking about this Holy Spirit and fire, and Jesus is always preparing us for the next thing, for the next step. In Matthew 3:16, he says, and when he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water. It says, when Jesus was baptized, and behold, the heavens were open to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and all lightly upon him. So the Spirit of God came upon him. The Holy Spirit came upon him once he was baptized. And there, and that's where Jesus went into the wilderness to be tempted. So again, emphasize, we have to be prepared before we go into the world. Before we go over there teaching, before we go over there to minister, make sure that we prepare ourselves and that we are ready. Because if we're not, we're going to be in trouble. They might ask us questions. We might go through something that we cannot handle. And therefore, we got to make sure that we stay focused on what God has called us to be and what God has called us to do. And I know that I don't have all the words, and I'm not that elegant with words. I don't speak all kind of low words. I'm very simple, and I'm very shy, believe it or not. I'm very shy. I'm very bashful. I don't make no waves or anything. But God always shows off when I take a step of faith in the direction that he has called me to take. And he has anointed me at different situations with the strength and the ability to face what I need to face, you know, and he has helped me. That's where the power comes from. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit. And it says, and it goes into, therefore, in verse 6, when you have come together, they ask him, saying, Jesus, when will the time that the kingdom will be restored of Israel? And he said to them, it's not for you to know the time of the Father. They were always looking for the restoration of Israel, you know, when they were going to have control of the kingdom instead of the Roman Empire having control. So they were looking for that. But Jesus, he wanted to lead them, you know, not so much in that direction, but in the direction of to be the witness. You know, he was preparing them that you're going to have to go out there and witness to the people. And the only way you're going to be able to witness if you receive this power that he was talking about, if you receive this anointing that he was talking about. And then now it goes into verse 8, it says, but you shall receive power. Power is that ability. Power is that strength that we need to go forward when we have no strength of our own. When we have no strength of our own, is that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be a witness. So in order to be a witness, you need the power. You need the anointing to be effective, you know, to be a witness to me in Jerusalem, but not only Jerusalem, to Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So Jesus was telling them, you need this power. You need this anointing to go out and be effective and be effective. And I strongly push this on people when I get together with them. I says, you got to know the word. You have to know the word. You got to study the word because the word becomes more real to you as you spend time in the word. And God continues to reveal things to you through his Spirit, because that anointing, that power that he's talking about is the power that's going to help you overcome whatever storms you're facing, whatever strategies you that are coming against you, whatever is there, you need the power of the Holy Spirit. You need that anointing. And this is something that sometimes you don't hear enough of, you know, that, you know, it says the word of God says, I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Okay, I'm more than a conqueror. A conqueror is one that goes out and wins the battle, that goes and fights, but you are more than that in Christ Jesus. You are more than that when you have the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that gives you peace, the one that gives you the joy, the one that gives you the strength so that you can face the situation, so that you can face the storms. And at the same time, the Holy Spirit, he's going to reveal to you the word. He's going to remind you of the word. He's always going to lead you, because Jesus said that he will lead you into all understanding. And not only that, he gives you that strength that you need, that power that you need. I don't know how come I have survived all, you know, all a lot of different things in my life, you know, and a lot of different situations that I've found that it was impossible, but God made a way, but God showed up, but God spoke on my behalf. You know, I know that I mentioned this before, you know, waiting on God and the police and in the court system. You know, I got a whole bunch of tickets of an accident, don't even know what to do, but yet I wanted to trust God, and everybody told me, get a lawyer, get a lawyer, get a lawyer. But yet I decided that I was going to get into the word and study the word. And the word told me that God will speak for me. God will give me the words. God will open up the doors. God will protect me. So I got no lawyer. It was just me and my wife. And I went to the court system, and everybody was guilty. Everybody was guilty. Everybody was guilty. Not even one person was innocent, but everybody got all these fines. And I'm waiting on God. And my heart, you know, the hardest thing to do is to stand by faith. And you know, and when you stand by faith, sometimes, you know, your body is going to react, because your body's saying, yeah, you know, but my heart was going, doing that little knock. I had my heart in my throat, and I'm waiting. And I said, I'm praying. This is where the power comes in, because the power of the Lord, the presence of God, of the Holy Spirit, he empowers you to continue to pray when everything else is telling you otherwise. Everything around me told me, oh man, I'm going to be fine. Oh, they're going to arrest me tonight. I'm going to be that guy in handcuffs. That's going to be me. That's what the flesh wants to tell you. But in the spirit, I was saying, Lord, you can come through. I remember that day, Lord, you can come through. Lord, I believe, I trust. And then all of a sudden the doors opened up, and there was a police officer that gave me all those tickets, and they called me over, and it says, this is what we want to do for you. And nobody going to tell me this is what, you know, the police station, you know, with prosecutors and all that. Nobody's going to tell me, this is what we want to do for you. You know, something is fishy here. But that's exactly what they say. This is what we want to do for you, Mr. Hernandez. If you're willing, we want to take all these tickets away and give you just one ticket for obstruction of traffic, which I did. I blocked the traffic in 54 in both directions for a while because my car crashed. I flipped over and everything else. And I walked out of there. I walked out of there. I'm going to say it again. I walked out of there with not even a scratch. But anyway, the Lord gave me grace. They removed all those tickets. I paid a little fine for obstruction of traffic. And I went home just worshiping and praising God, worshiping and praising God. The anointing comes when you least expect it, because God knows what you need. I remember having this particular accident, now that I'm talking about it, and the Lord reminded me, well, when I had the accident, the first words out of my mouth was, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I'm sitting in the car, and believe it or not, I'm sitting in the car upside down, holding onto the steering wheel. The car is going, flying through the air. I can visually see me passing out the other car in the air. I hit him, my car flipped, and it went through the air, and the car came crashing down, and I'm there trying to put the brakes on the car. Car's not gonna stop, but that's just the human reaction, trying to stop that car. And I'm holding onto the steering wheel, and I'm saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And the car crashed in the curve, spun around, and then I heard the people screaming, and everybody came out, and they helped me with my belt. Once they took the belt off, I walked out of that car without a scratch. That is the Lord's presence, you know. And I'm there, and the first thing I'm saying, oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I heard like an audible voice, it's not your time. It's not your time, you know. And I spun around to see who was saying that. There was nobody there. And I said, Lord, I thank you, because God is faithful. God is faithful to show up. God is faithful that all that happened to me and I didn't have a scratch on me. And I was there just worshiping, and I was there just praising God. And I would say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you were with me. Thank you that you protected me. And then from there, they thought that when they got there with the police department, the fire department, and the ambulance got there, they were looking for a body. There was no body. Why? Because I was there, but I was with the crowd. I was there talking to the people on the side of the road, and they said, where's the body? Has anybody seen the body? And I raised my hand and I said, I'm over here. That's my car. And they thought that I was crazy. They thought that I hit my head. I was delirious. They came. They put a thing around my neck. They strapped me down to a bed, and they to the hospital. And when I got to the hospital, not a scratch, no nothing. And I said, Lord, I thank you that you deliver me. The power of God, the power of his presence. You know, so this power that we're talking about is a power that takes you through storms, takes you through situations. You know, this power, hallelujah, is the one that empowers you to have that faith and to say, Lord God, I'm going to trust you no matter what. And you are with me, you know. And I was there, and I wasn't concerned so much about the car. I was there just want to praise God. Praise God because he delivered me. Praise God because I can go home, you know. And after they let me in the hospital, they took care of me. I walked to my mom's house from there, and I ended up knocking on her door. She thought that I was, who the heck is knocking on my door? And it was, I'm here. Let me in, you know. And she said, what happened? I said, well, and I explained everything to her. But you know what? God was faithful that day. And I felt his presence. I felt that anointing. I felt that power. And you know what? And in all that act, you know, hitting that other car and flipping over and all that, I didn't feel a thing. I did not feel a bump. I did not feel anything. You know, and the beautiful thing is that the following week, when I was in church, somebody was praying, and somebody got a word of knowledge for me, and they came up to me and they said, when you had your accident, he said, I extended my hand, and I laid your car down, and you didn't feel a thing. That is power. That is anointing. That is the Lord. And that's the power that God has. And that's the power that God has for every single one of us to help us through situations like that. Because his anointing is real. His power is real. You know, and the word of God says you have not because you ask for not. So this morning, if you are in need of strength, if you are in need, all you got to do is reach out to the Lord. We say, Lord, you know, I receive you. Lord, forgive me. Lord, help me. Holy Spirit, come. We have to invite Holy Spirit. We have to invite his presence. And that's what the spirit that we're talking about here, you know, and it gets into deeper, you know, I don't really have the time, but it says in Acts 2:2-4, it says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole entire house that they were in. And there appeared on them the divided tongues of fire, and one that sat and one sat on each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Holy Spirit is real, my brothers and sisters. Holy Spirit is real. He's powerful, and he fills you, and he fills you. And then, you know, and not only that, when he fills you so much, it overflows, you know, and speaking in tongues, you know, it's the gift from God. It's not nothing that we need to be afraid of or anything. And if you don't have, if you have not received that yet, you know, just pray for it. Just ask God, you know, and he will, and he will, because that is anointing. That is power, you know, and that's what keeps me going, because anytime I need something, anytime I'm going through something, I lay hands upon myself and I say, Lord, fill me now. Fill me now. Hallelujah. Fill me with your presence. Fill me with your joy. And the joy comes. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So this morning, you know, I pretty much touched more. I got stuck right there in the beginning, you know, with the power, with the anointing, because that is tangible. That is for real. You know, I strongly believe in that anointing. I strongly believe in that power. You know, it says that Peter went about doing good, and wherever his shadow hit the people, they will heal. That anointing, that power can flow through you unto somebody else. When we go pray, when we go minister, when we lay hands, we're supposed to be declaring the presence of God. We're supposed to be speaking life over these individuals, you know. And as we touch, we can transfer, you know, we can transfer that anointing into them. We can transfer that anointing. That's why it's so important that we keep ourselves checked, and that we pray upon ourselves, and that we ask God to help us and to give us the words. And when we go and do this, when we go and share, when we go and pray for somebody, signs and wonders, the word of God, signs and wonders will follow them, you know. And that's not something for the Old Testament. And that's not something for the old days. That is something of today. Signs and wonders, you know, are for today. For the church, I believe that one day, you know, we're going to be going to the church and we're going to see a whole bunch of people just slain the spirit right there in the parking lot, in the entry door, before the sanctuary, in the hallways. People, you know, are falling under the anointing of God, you know. And I have experienced that, my brothers and sisters. I've been drunk in the spirit. Call me a lunatic, whatever you want to say, you know. But I challenged God one time, Lord, about that, you know, if this is for real, touch me, you know. And I challenged the Lord. And guess what? I was drunk in the spirit. I was drunk for about 3 hours, you know, and I couldn't even get out of the, I couldn't even stand. I couldn't even stand in the church. That's how drunk I was in the spirit, you know. And it was just an infilling of God. And I know that sometimes this may sound crazy to you, but, you know, God's presence, you know, will knock you out. God's presence will knock you out. That's why some people, when they pray for them, some people will just go out. Because why? That anointing is so powerful, you know. And the thing is that is accessible for each and every single one of us. It's for real. It's for real. So, my brothers and sisters, if you have never experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you never have experienced the gifts of tongues, you know, hey, reach out to one of your leaders, you know, out there, reach out to them, get together, pray, you know, because God is faithful. I believe that we all can flow in the Holy Spirit, you know, that we all have that ability in Jesus' name, you know, because he says, I go, but I don't leave you alone. I send you the Comforter. He will lead you into all understanding. So again, my brothers and sisters, whatever it is that we need, the most important thing I believe is that we need more of the Lord. We need more of that anointing. We need more of that power to help us to fight the good fight of faith. So my brothers and sisters, I love you. I love you, love you, love you. I know that I couldn't, there's so much more that I can get into, but my time is up. my time is up. It comes so quick before I even know it. But I just pray that you know, you reread this particular chapter and get into chapter number two, when it talks about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and what, you know, and how they were empowered, because that's what the presence of God does. It empowers you to go forward. Peter, you know, after the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he was able to get up and he preached a message that 3,000 people were saved. 3,000. Why? Because that his words that came out were anointed. His words came out with power. And that right there was what opened up the eyes of those that were around him. So again, if you want to be effective, if you want to be more effective in your Christian walk, let's start seeking God and let's start going after the Holy Spirit and invite the Holy Spirit. You know, there's a lot of books out there that talks about the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But the Bible itself speaks about the Holy Spirit. We just need to ask. You know, the Word of God says you have not because you ask for not. So if you haven't asked in the past, start today. You know, I'm always asking the Lord for more. I'm that kind of guy. You know, Lord, I need more. Lord, I need more. I need more of your touch. I need more of your presence to help me through this. You know, and that's what has kept us going forward. That's what has kept my wife going forward. She's doing phenomenal. You know, she's getting better all the time. You know, her blood pressure that I kept sharing, that it was all over the place. And the medications, they said the medications may affect that. You know, they actually have come down the last couple of weeks. I've seen those numbers go. You know, sometimes she was like 170 over 80, you know, and craziness. But, you know, now she's getting back. She's gotten to the 130 over 75, you know what I mean? And so it has come down. You know, and I look at that, and I say, I take all the little blessings that come our way. I don't care if it's 5 points. I don't care. I take that and I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because you're bringing it down. Sometimes we want things to be like this. You know, we want things to be so fast. And the Lord is saying, no, you know, you got to take it slow. We're going to take it slow. And I'm going, come on now, Lord, let's get it over with. You know, but he says, no. You know, doing it. And he is. Yeah, I've seen her numbers go down, and I just want to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor for that. But again, I'm always thanking you guys, because I know you guys got my back. You guys are praying. I feel them. She feels them. My home feels them. You know, so God is good. God is good. And that's also part of the anointing. That's also part of the anointing that comes in, and God strengthens us and God helps us. So again, thank you so much for your prayers, you know, that you have sent our way. And again, please, 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 please keep your focus. Keep your focus. It's a lot of things going on out there. A lot of things happening around this country. The election's coming up. Get involved. Know what your rights are, you know, and let's do what God has called us to do. You know, we need to be a voice. We need to be heard. You have a voice. There's somebody that needs to hear your voice. So get ready. And this season, I believe God is going to stretch us even more. But guess what? He says that I never give you anything that you cannot handle. So whatever it is that you're going through, trust in the Lord. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He will direct your path. So trust in him, my brothers and sisters. All right. My time is up. I really went over this time. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I just want to praise you and thank you in advance, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for filling us. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will move in a supernatural way upon all my brothers and sisters, that you will strengthen them, that you will guide them, that you will minister to them, that you will speak to them in their dreams and their visions, Father, as they read your word, my Lord, speak to them, Lord God, strengthen them, Father, guide them, Father, empower them, Lord, to do what they're called. Calling is, Father God, thank you in advance for what you're doing. Thank you in advance for what you're doing in our community, in our church, Father. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. Thank you, Father God, for all your blessings, Father. We ask all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Amen. All right, all right, all right. You know, God bless you. Mucho hugs for you guys. And we'll see each other soon. God bless. Love you.